94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Kate Ulrich, Community Engagement Coordinator, there I said it correctly, from the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. How you doing, Kate? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well. It's good to see you too, Ray.
Good to have you here. You are here to share some good news because the Lighthouse Tours are really, really taking off. A lot of people taking in these tours and enjoying them.
I'm so excited by the reception that the Lighthouse has gotten.
Yeah.
It's just been incredible. We've had, you know, nearly 2,700 people go through the base. We've had about half of that make the actual climb. We were able to award our 1,000th climb to Alexis Sneed, a little girl from Milwaukee.
That's awesome. I want to get to all some of the breakdown of the details and stuff of how many people have toured the Lighthouse so far. Tell us a little bit about the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, and then we'll transition over to the what the tours are all about too.
The Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, in addition to managing the Lighthouse for the city of St. Joe, is also a great place where you can go and see. Part of our lighthouse history is there. Our Fresnel lenses, the big fancy lenses, are in one room. We have another great exhibit that has all the lighthouses of Michigan taken by an airplane, photographs taken by an airplane. And then we have our wedding dress exhibit that is up, which has wedding dresses from local women.
Yeah.
And that's all free and open to the public. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Yep. And the wedding dresses are on display till September?
I believe they're going to go through the end of August.
Yep. I wanted to make sure that we have those in there if you haven't had a chance to see those. But if you are a lighthouse aficionado or a lighthouse fan, which who isn't? I mean, those things are amazing, you know? Yeah.
Well, they are. And what is surprising to me is when one of my favorite things, a woman came down and she said, "I never got it, but now I get it." And I said, "Oh?" And she said, "Never saw the draw of a lighthouse.
Yeah.
Why would someone, what's the big deal?" She said, "I just went up that tower. I completely get it. I will be going in every lighthouse I'm able to."
Very cool.
So that was neat.
Yeah. So lighthouse tours are available, and we'll get to those in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk about the numbers and stuff. But give us a little history on the St. Joe Lighthouse then.
Well, the St. Joe Lighthouse, the city got the lighthouse in 2013. And of course, there was that Lighthouse Forever fund that was started, and they raised enough money to refurbish the lighthouse, both lighthhouses, because we really have two. We have the inner light and the outer light. And both those were refurbished to look the way they did in 1932.
Okay.
You pick a year when you're going to restore, you pick a year, you go with that year. They went with 1932 because by the 1930s, electricity had come in. We were able to bring electricity into the building. We had a lot of detail about that time.
So how did they, 1932, did they just use pictures then to make it look like it did back then? Is that what they used as a basis?
Or? They have pictures. They had drawings. They had a lot of archival information that they could use. The fog whistle, for example, that's on, you have to go out past the lighthouse, look back up, and there's a brass fog whistle on the outside of the lighthouse, and that they went to the National Archives for, to find one from that time period to recreate it.
To put up there then.
Yeah.
So 1932 is what it's been refurbished to, but it was actually built when?
1907.
1907 is when it was put out.
Both buildings have been around since 1907.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that just amazes me. I mean, you see the pictures in the winter of the, you know, the waves crash up and how they just get covered in ice, and for them to be able to withstand all these years. I mean, the people that built those, I mean, the architects and the actual construction people, I mean, they must have known that this needs to be built to be able to withstand those elements.
Well, it is amazing. It is amazing when you look at them. Now, when the lighthouse was taken over, of course, there was some rust and things that had built up on it, and it was a bit pitted. But still, it was standing, and there it was. It did take 2,700 pounds of rust off the building. That's one of my favorite facts.
Wow.
When they sandblasted, that's how much rust came off the building.
2,700 pounds of rust. Yes. I can't even imagine how much it weighs to start with, but that's a substantial amount.
It is, isn't it?
To haul out of there and to refurbish it and get it back to, you know, the 1932 condition then. Yeah,
right.
That's really cool history, piece of history I did not know about.
Well, and we're trying to bring as much history as we can into the lighthouse. The first floor is now an exhibit, and I'm continually trying to add things to it, old postcards with pictures of the lighthouse or the cities, St. Joe, Benton Harbor, the area. I'm really trying to turn it into a learning experience about the lighthouse and the history, the maritime history.
And we can take, and we've talked about this before, Kate, but just if you haven't heard us talk about it before, tours are available if you want to tour the lighthouse.
Yeah, and you can do this a couple ways. I was thinking we use the word tour, and that's when we do a complete walk down the pier. We do one of those every Friday and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You just join us. It's $10 for an adult, $5 for a child. You go all the way down the pier with a guide, all the way to the outer light. We do open the outer light, and you can look up in there. We call it the Kingdom of the Spiders, but it's pretty cool up there.
Yeah.
And you look in there, and then you make a climb to the top of the inner light. But in addition to tours, we have just open hours. Come on out. The first floor is free, and all of my volunteers are more than willing to talk to you about the lighthouse and give you some of the history. And if you decide you want to climb to the top, it's just $5.
Okay. And so when you say the bottom floor is free, is it that open the same hours as the tours then?
Or? It is. It's open. It's open 10 to 2 on Fridays and Saturdays, 12 to 4 on Sundays, and then 7 p.m. to dusk on Wednesdays. And that's pretty cool because you get some pretty neat sunsets out there.
What's been, and you do a lot of the tours yourself, I would imagine.
I do, and I have several volunteers who are just so knowledgeable. Really, some of them are better than I am. They really are.
Talking with Kate Ulrey, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. If you're just joining us, talking about lighthouse tours of the St. Joe Lighthouse, what seems to be the most appreciated time to take a tour? The evenings, or would it be the weekends?
We find a lot of people from the local area come on our Wednesday evening. They're out walking the pier, and that's very much a local time. We're probably busiest, I would say, on Fridays and Saturdays, typically.
Right. Now, since you opened for the tours, we opened up the tour starting in end of May? End of May is when we started.
Yeah.
And you've had, it's not necessarily a record attendance, but I guess it almost close to that. You've had a lot of people come through.
So. We are record attendance, we're a record attendance. We hit a high for a single day. And then we right at this point, we are over what we had last year.
That's awesome.
So we're record.
So as of the time we're talking, and the number grows day by day, but how many people have walked through so far?
We've had about 2,700 go through the base. Come on in, take a look around, that sort of thing. And about 1,250 have climbed to the top of the lighthouse.
That's awesome. And then you had, as you mentioned when we started talking here, Kate, you said the 1,000th person?
Yep. Alexis Sneed from Milwaukee.
Okay. And she was a young gal, you said.
Yep. She came with her family, and we took her picture, and she was in the newspaper, and it was pretty exciting.
And then the oldest person to go to the top, the oldest person that said their age to you, obviously.
Right. There was a lady who, she was on a private tour, and she was 92 years old.
Yeah.
And she said she'd waited her whole life to get to the top of that lighthouse.
Good for her. Yeah.
And she went right up. It was amazing because there is a hand over hand ladder. It's 14 feet high with 13 rungs.
Yeah.
And she just marched right up it.
And you can also hear the foghorn play, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're adding more exhibits, as you said. And then coming up on the 17th of August, you've got a special program.
Yes, we'll have Captain Olaf, who was one of our captains in the early 1900s, one of our lighthouse keepers. We have a lot of information about him, and we're going to have an actor come in and portray him at 6 o'clock in the evening. And you can come on out and watch
him.
Sounds fun. Yeah,
that sounds really cool. So that's coming up on August 17th. Yep, at 6, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pirates are going to take over the lighthouse. So that's...
we're thinking that pirates will be taking over our lighthouse in August.
In August, yeah.
So watch for the pirates in August. Various activities and a little bit of history about the Great Lakes Pirates.
Yeah, so... and then we've got another program coming up on the 21st. Can I invite you back to talk about that?
Absolutely.
But there's another one coming up on the 21st.
Yes.
But for more information about lighthouse tours or anything about the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, how can we get a hold of you guys?
Well, we're on Facebook. We have a webpage. And then you can also email me, which is kulrey at theheritagemcc.org.
Awesome. Very easy to get to. I want to thank you for coming in. Kate Ulrey, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. If you haven't had a chance to tour the lighthouse yet, or even if you have and you want to go back, every time you go, you see something new, just get a hold of the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Kate Ulrey, thanks for coming in and talking with us. Always informative.
Thanks for having me.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.